here I am. I come to thank you. Here I am. A life you've changed. Cause you gave your life for me. Crucified your son for me. How can I do anything but
just hear the word of the Lord this morning. Psalms 34, beginning with verse 17, it says, "And the righteous cry, and the Lord hears." Whew, that's good news. "The righteous cry, and the Lord hears, and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto those of a broken heart, and he saves such as those of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all." Let's worship the one who has his hand on our lives and delivers us from all the troubles and is ever-present help in the time of need. No matter what's going on, God knew it before it happened, and so he's there. He's ahead of what's going on in your life so that he can help you out in day of trouble. Let's pray this morning. Father, we bless you. We honor you. We know in whom we believe. And we know you're able to keep that in which we entrust unto you against that day. Father, we give you our all. And we say thank you, Lord, for such a wonderful, wonderful gift that you've given us in our Savior. In Jesus' name. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. Worship with all your heart today.
Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's fire in the blood, fire in the blood. Would you or evil victory win? Power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working
What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Have you been to Jesus, the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace, His hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood? In the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are you gone? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in His life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonderful power in the blood. Power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily His praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. His power, power, wonder-working power in the blood, oh, that blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Amen. We're going to have some fun on
Michael,
this song.
You got a beat ready for me?
Everybody has trials and temptations. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Everybody knows heartbreak, isolation. What a friend we have in Jesus, east to west my sins are gone. I see grace on every horizon, and forever and ever His heart is born. Everybody has fears. Everybody got worries. Ooh, ooh. Everybody knows sorrow, devastation. Ooh, ooh.
But we can lay our burdens down.
Lay our burdens down. What a friend we have in Jesus. Up and my cup over. No more betrayal, for He is faithful. How over. No more betrayal, for he is faithful. How he has proven over and over, over and over. What a friend we have in Jesus. East to west, my sins are gone. I see grace on every horizon, and forever and ever his heart is done. What a friend we have in Jesus. East to west, my sins are gone. I see grace on every horizon, and forever and ever his heart is my home. Forever and ever his heart is my home.
Yes.
Amen. A lot of good stuff in that song. You may be seated.
Amen. Lord's good to us, isn't he? Amen. Every day, every day.
Better than we deserve.
Better than we definitely better than we deserve. I'm so thankful to see all the smiling faces this morning. Bless you. Lord, fill the house with your praise. Amen. For announcements today, Brother John is going to be sharing the word with us today, and we're going to be so blessed. Brother John Jones comes from a long background of ministry. Been in the ministry for, I ain't even going to guess, but he's been there. Praise the Lord. So glad he's here, he and his lovely wife. Next week, Vance Smith will be sharing. Next Sunday morning, he'll be sharing some. And then we'll have a time of maybe a testimony where people can share some testimonies. So be thinking about what God has done in your life that you would like to share with others as an encouragement to those that in the body that maybe need to be encouraged along the lines that things you have dealt with and how God has brought you through. Vance has been put before the congregation as a elder in the church, and we're having him share due to that as a part of an elder is apt to teach. So we're going to bring him forward and let him share some next Sunday morning. And if you have anything at all, any reservations or any praise or any adoration to him becoming an elder in our church, we would greatly appreciate those kind words. Or if you have any reservations, we'd love to hear from those as well. Ruth is not here. Yes, she is. I see Ruth. She's hiding. I couldn't see you. I'm short as you are. Ruth's going to share about Vacation Bible School coming up.
Okay, what am I going to do? All right. You can bring children. We need them today. And for Vacation Bible School, which is going to be on the 24th through till that Friday. Thank you. 28th. And it's going to be wild. That's what it is. Into the wild, I think, is the thing. And so if you want to help, let me know. And we always have fun. You know, originally it's kind of scary, but by the end of the week, we're just having a blast. So that's it. Oh, at Pioneer Baptist. I forgot. I'll probably be saying this more than once this month. But for you that have children, know people that have children, want to bring children, we have children's church. And it is from 6 to 12 years of age, younger. Our program is designed for that age group. And it's the older helps encourage the younger with their behavior as an example and knowledge. So it's like a one-room schoolhouse church. And what else did I want to tell you? Anyway, I'd like you to pray for it and pray for our leaders that work in there and pray for our children that we will all do what God's called us to do about this. Thank you.
If you have any more questions or concerns about the Vacation Bible School, see Ruth. Ruth has all the information Pioneer Baptist is where we'll be meeting, and June the 24th through the 28th. So it's going to be a real blessing. Kids, come. And those younger adults that would like to participate and be helpers, we'd love to have helpers. We'd need helpers whenever you got a 40, 50, 60 young kids from 5 years old and up participating in Vacation Bible School. So we need the young adults to be a part of that. Today is Communion Sunday. We'll be celebrating communion here just in a little bit after we have some special music and things to prepare your hearts for. Prayers for our pastor and his lovely wife who are on vacation out west. Go west, young and old. They're out there going to have a great time traveling around. Get to see Hannah. I think Hannah graduates tomorrow. Is it tomorrow or today? Tomorrow. I think she graduates tomorrow. So they get to be a part of that whole ceremony. That's awesome to get to see your grandchildren graduate from college. From college, not high school, college. This afternoon we will be doing the Willows. We have the Willows this afternoon. So everybody who's a part of the Willows program, please help out and be there. That starts at 3:30. Let's do the announcements. Any announcements today? Birthdays?
George, some of you know, and I wish I put it on the prayer chain because I hate when people hear things at church the first time and it kind of shocks them. For y'all that know Nell Marsh, her name's Earth Mother, and that's where Mona and I worked for years, and that's where we met. She passed Friday, 97 years old, and she's receiving her reward. So I don't know anything about the arrangements yet. She's been up at Corden, Indiana, at a rehab center, and Mona and I had planned on going to see her Saturday, and we're told that she was, you know, fine, going to be good and around. So we regret not getting to say so long and well done and see in a little bit. But praise God, she's in a better place and she's receiving her reward. So pray for the family. She touched a lot of people. She ran a ministry in Louisville called All the Way House. Touched a lot of young and old for many, many years. Appreciate your prayers for her. And just, I don't know, I had this on my heart too. You know how it is sometimes when you don't feel like coming to church, you feel bad, but then you come and you get a real blessing. Any of y'all ever had that happen? You just, man, you know, I feel so different than when I came through the door. Well, imagine being at the Willows, being a little older, and, you know, the aches and pains that go with that, and in your room and thinking, you know, well, there's this church service, communion, I'd really like to come, but I just don't have the energy. Pray for energy, pray for strength, pray for desire, and pray that the word and the music and the sharing of the Lord's Supper will minister and bring health and wealth, that's fine too, and healing and encouragement to those. Pray Amen. For that today. It's at 3:30.
3:30 today. Announcement? Jeremiah Nash. Today. Happy birthday to Jeremiah. Stan Johnson. And Erica Lee on the 21st, and then Friday the 24th,
my mom.
Paula Moore will be having a birthday on the 24th. Everybody be sure and send her a card, give her a call. I promise you, they all appreciate, it's appreciated very, very much. Any other announcements that need to be made this morning? Anyone else got any other announcements? If not, let us pray. You have an announcement? Yeah, we're and allergies. Okay. We can anoint you to go and lay hands on her and pray over her since you're her neighbor, if that'd be okay. No, at the end of the service we'll do that. Is that okay? Anybody else got an announcement? Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Would you stand? Let's just stand in the presence of the Lord, and then we'll just remain standing and go right back into our time of worship. Father, we bless you and honor you and say thank you for such many, 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 many blessings that you lavish upon us each and every day. Just from the next breath that we breathe is a blessing from you. We're so grateful for that breath. Thank you, Lord, for life and life abundantly that you promised in John 10:10. Thank you, Lord, for all your promises are yea and amen, and we can receive them if we just choose to believe. Thank you, Lord, for faith to arise in the hearts and lives and minds of every believer in this room in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the opportunity to worship you and experience praise in your presence. And Lord, as we come into your presence, we truly are changed, as Rock shared. Our lives are changed because of you and not because of anything we do, other than just submitting our lives to you. Bless us today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Scripture says the mercies of the Lord are new every morning. It says, as far as the east is from the west, so has he removed our transgressions from us. And that's a long ways. And you know, this change he does in this, it's not through external things we put on ourselves, you know, trying to wear this or do this to be good. All that change happens from the inside. He takes it, and thank God he doesn't deal with it all at once. He takes it something at a time. And by his Holy Spirit, he helps us to be transformed. Times I failed, still your mercy remains. Should I stumble again, still I'm caught in your grace. Everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never ending, your glory goes beyond all fame. Will above all else, still my purpose remains. The art of losing myself in bringing you praise. Everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never ending, your glory goes beyond all fame. In my heart and my soul, I give you control. Consume me from the inside out, Lord. Let justice and praise become my embrace, to love you from the inside out. Will above all else, my purpose remains. The art of losing myself in bringing you praise. Everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never ending, your glory goes beyond all fame. In my heart and my soul, I give you control. Consume me from the inside out, Lord. Let justice and praise become my embrace, to love you from the inside out. Everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never ending, your glory goes beyond all fame. And the cry of my heart, I give you control, consume me from the inside.
inside and warm. But justice and praise become my embrace. I love you from the inside out. Everlasting light will shine on all estates. Never ending, your glory goes beyond all fame. And the cry of my heart is to bring you praise from the inside out. For the sun rises up from the inside out. For the sun rises out.
We all start on the outside, the outside looking in. This is where grace begins. We were hungry, we were thirsty, with nothing left to give for the shape that we were in. Just when all hope seemed love opened the door for us. He said, come to the table. Come join the sinners who have been redeemed. Take your place beside the Savior. Sit down and be set free. Come to the table. Come meet this motley crew of misfits, these liars and these thieves. There's no one unwelcome here. That sin and shame that you brought with you, you can leave it at the door and let mercy draw you near.
Come to the table. Come join the sinners who have been redeemed. Take your place beside the Savior. Sit down and be set free. Come to the table. Come to the table. To the thief and to the doubter, to the hero, to the prisoner and the soldier, to the young and to the older, all who hunger, all who thirst, all the last and all the first, all the paupers and the princes, all who fail, you've been forgiven, all who dream and all who suffer, all who love and lost another, all the chained and all the free, all who follow, all who lead, anyone who's been let down, all the lost you have been found, all been labeled right or wrong, to everyone who hears this song. Come to the table. Come join the sinners who have been redeemed. Take your place beside the Savior. Sit down and be set. Sit down and be set free. Come to the table. Come to the table. Sit down and be set free. Come to the table.
Amen. You may be seated.
Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart. He said, come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. So this morning, during our communion time, whatever burden, whatever thing that you may be holding on to, choose just to let go. As you kneel this morning, or as you stand this morning, as you take the cup and you take the bread, it's about Him. It's about our lives being submitted to Him for guidance, for provision, for that so needed peace, or that so needed rest that you may be struggling with, whatever it may be. Choose to lay it down this morning and let go and let God. I promise you, He won't hurt you. I promise you, He'll make it better. I promise you, He can heal. I promise you, He can deliver. I promise you, He can bind up that broken heart and set at liberty those who have been bruised. And He wants to. And when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which was broken for you. This do in remembrance. And that's a key. This do in remembrance of me. The same manner, also He took a cup. And when He had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as often as you drink, in remembrance, and there's that word again, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show forth the Lord's death till He comes again. Let every man examine his own heart, and so let him eat of this bread and drink of this cup. For he that eateth and he that drinketh unworthily drinks unto himself damnation. But He says, come. So this morning, this is the key. Examine your heart. Examine your own heart this morning. It's what's in your heart. And only you and God know. Because He knows all. If there's something in your heart, go to the Lord. Father, I want this right. I want this made right. Cleanse my heart, O God. Afresh and anew. Apply the blood to the doorpost and the lintel of my heart. Make me right in your sight, O God. Cleanse me today. Today, it's about you and Him. You and Him. Not the person beside you. Not the person you came in the door with. But it's about you and Him. Because really, when it all boils down, that's where it stops. It's you and Him. So this morning, come and receive the bread and the cup. And it's you and Him.
Father, thank You for this bread, symbolic of Your body broken for us. Lord, thank You for the reminder, because we forget that we need cleansing, that we need forgiveness. We forget that we need to take our shortcomings to You as they come, as the Holy Spirit brings them to us. And we need to be reminded that we're connected together to a body. And through the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, we remember You, and we remember the body we're connected to, and make sure that things are right between us and You and each other. So, Father, help us to search our hearts. Thank You for this bread. Father, as we partake of this, let it bring healing and restoration to our body in Jesus' name.
Father, a fresh touch. fresh touch from the Master's hand is what many in the room need today. Beginning with me. Just a fresh touch. Lord, bless this cup that we're about to receive. And bless everyone who partakes. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come and receive the blessing of the Lord this morning.